We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin on Beis, and we are starting the second line from the top, continuing the Gemara about Yemoisa Mashiach. Omle El Yol Rav Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chasida. Eina Ola Oilam Pachos Meshmoinim Mechemish Yevlois. The world won't be less than 85 Yevlois. Now, 85 Yevlois is very easy to figure out, because 80 Yevlois, every 20 Yevlois is 1,000 years. So 80 is 4,000 years. Then you have another 5 yevlois left. 5 times 50 is 250. So it's 4250. We're much past that. But it said Mashiach will not come in less than 42, until the last yevl, in the 4250. Now, Amalei, but Chilos HaVesayfa, in the last yevl, is it come beginning or end? Amalei, any day, I don't know. Kala, any kala, is it those years going to finish before he comes or not? Amalei, any day, I don't know. Until this year, don't hope for him. After that, you hope for Mashiach, which we're still those days. We're much after that, and we're still hoping for Mashiach. Like the Marzah Fodah, 2,000 years of Mashiach is that he could come any time in those 2,000 years. After those 2,000 years, is Charav Alma. The world is destroyed. So we're talking about Mashiach, even today, we're standing today in 5785, so we have like 215 years left for the world. So Mashiach better come soon, because we want to chop right in some Yemoisa Mashiach. Al-Kaponim, it says, after 4250, you can start hoping for Mashiach. Or in the last 50 years, those years. Shalach Rav Chana bar Dechlif Rav Yitzchak. I found a person who worked in Rome, and he found over there in Megillah, Kesuva Ashuris. It was written in the Ashuris, the Ksav Ashuris, like we have a Sefer Torah, Lashon HaKodesh. And it was written also in the language of Lashon HaKodesh. Amarti lo Zuminai, like, where do you get this from? Amali, Lechayolo Sorem Miskarti. I was working for the army of Rome. Uben Ginozai Rome, Ginze Rome, and Tassi. I found it between the hidden pieces of Seamus in Rome. Because of it said, Nebola, Achadala from Messiah to Shemechod. After 4,291 years of Shalom Briyash, Yotayim, the world will stop. And Mehem, now the world will end. That's literally what it means. And some of the gears are of 4,231 or 30. Here's 91. It says, we're going to have some of those years now. After that, Mechamos Taninim will be Mechamos of the fish, as Rashi says. The Mashal says, a little shver to have Mechamos of fish. So he says it means Mechamos Ben Agoyim. But some say, someone on Taninim means like the submarines. That's what it means. Mechamos Taninim. Mechamos Goy Gamagog. And some say Mechamos Goy Gamagog. Vashari Mois Mashiach. And the rest of the years will be Mois Mashiach. Ve'ena Koriz Baruch Mechadish Yisalam. Hashem does not redo the world. Elach Ashivas Lam Shon. So after 7,000 years. Rav Acha Breid Rav Amar. This process starts not after 4291. It starts Acha Meishal Lam Shon Etmar. It's after 5,000 years. And some Machlokes in the Mefarshim, if Chamesh Lava means 5291 or it means 5,000. That's Machlokes. But in any case, today we are after that. It happens to be those Rishonim who argued about that were still before that. Like there's a Barbanel, there's a Meiri, there's different Rishonim who handled it because they assumed Mashiach hadn't come yet and they were still before that. But by now, we're much after 5291, so we have to have a new case. Time Rosh Neimer. Mikra Zeh Noikev Yerudat Tohim. This following pasuk is it makes a hole deep into the Tohim, which means this says we have to hope for Mashiach, but we have no case. Because the pasuk says, "Ki'oid chazoin lemoyed yofer lekeitz," that we still have to give you a case, v'lo yichaziv, and not to be a lie. We have to have a real case. In misameya, but if it doesn't happen yet, chakeloi, hope for him. Ki voyo voyo, he'll come. Lo yacher. That's the pasuk says. Now, loyker Rabbi Seinu shaydarshim, not like our Rabbi Seinu shaydarshim from the pasuk that says in Daniel, ad idon, idonim pol idon. They darshined that Mashiach will come after a certain amount of years, which is how many years? Edom means Gaul's return is 400 years. Edonim is 2 times 400, which is 800. Now, 800 plus 400 is 1200. Plus, half of that, which is Palag, is 200, which is 1400. Days are saying Mashiach will come after 1400 years. Now, 1400 years from what? Again, it's not clear. But even if it's 1,400 years, it pashtus means 1,400 years from the first Beis HaMikdash, because that's when the pasuk was written. So we're way after that. But loy krab sim loy yish or yidayrish, hachaltim lechem dimma v'tashkem 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 v' Again, this means that the Golos Mitzrayim and the Golos Babel will be a third of the Golos Edom. So Golos Mitzrayim and Golos Babel were 470 years, times three, because we want to say Shalosh, times three is 1410. And that was their version of it, that 1410 years after the Churban Babayis, there'll be a Mashiach. But Loiker, if you take after the second Beis HaMikdash, still it's 1400 years already. Loiker Rabbi Kiva Shai Darish, and not like Rabbi Kiva who darshened, Oid Achas Ma'ati, a little bit after the second Beis HaMikdash, Bani Marish Shemaim Mizaretz, then I'll bring Mashiach. And that's what he thought Bar Kaziva was Mashiach, because Rabbi Kiva Darish is possible that'll be a little bit after the second Beis. Ella, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Oid Achas Ma'ati Bani Marish Shemaim Mizaretz. It's talking about the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's the more says. Real Pshat in the Pasuk, not like Rabbi Kiva. Real Pshat in the Pasuk is like the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, as Malchus Rishon Shem Shana. Which means the Malchus region, which is Malchus Chashmonaim, will be 70 years. Even though Rashi says it was 103 years, but only 70 years of those years there were Beshalva. Malchus Shtir, which is Hordis, was Chamish and Shnayim, 52 years. Malchus Ben Kasiv, which is Shonam Malchus, 2.5 years. May be a Feach Lekates Leichaz. What's behind the Pasuk that says, Vi Yofeach Lekates Leichaz? So the Gemara means like this, Omar Shmuel, Barach Minam, Yonison, Tipach Atzmon Shamach Shoyve Kitzim. The bones of the Machashve Kitzim Sharat. So Yo'im, they used to say, Kimin Shagias Akates Leibah, Shuvain Ba. They used to say, if El came the Kates, it didn't come, he's not going to come. Elecha Keloi, hope for him. Shenema Mishamech Keloi. It's still hope for Mashiach. Shem and Tema, Onu Machaka, Hunu Machaka. Maybe only we're waiting, but Hashem's not waiting. Tema, no. Lechei Chaka Hashem Lechanachem. Hashem's also waiting. Lechei Yoram Lechanachem. Hashem's also waiting. So the problem is, if we are waiting, Hashem's waiting, what's the problem? What's stopping it? Who is stopping Mashiach coming? Everyone agrees. Everyone's in agreement. Everyone wants him. So I'm hoping. Praiseworthy are those who wait for hope for Hashem, hope for Mashiach. The world always has at least 36 tzaddikim to mekabel yav shchina v'chol dor, who are mekabel pnei shchina every dor. There are 36 very big tzaddikim who are mekabel pnei shchina. Shenema asher kochoi chiloi. Loi is gematria, loi be gematria tlosim shishu, this is 36. Hava. Any effect of Amar Rava, Dora the Kavei Kutcha Brichu, the road that sits in front of Kavei Baruch Hu, and sees the Shechina, is Tamni Sari Alfi Parasa, Havoi, is 18,000 Parasa. Havoi, Shenema, Sova Shmona Asa Aleph. So it's at least 18,000 people, probably more, 18,000 Parasa, even more. And if you count up 36 tzaddikim of every dar, it won't get close to being this number. So what's going on over here? Like Kasha. So one hand says 36, one says 18,000 parsa, or 18,000 people. So it's which number is true? So the like Kasha, Mustakla Vespaka Meira, those that see with a clear screen, Hodul Mustakla Vespaka Meira, they don't see with a clear screen. That means those who see the Ape Shechina very clearly, it's only 36 in every dar. But the other tzaddikim who don't see the Mustakla Meira is 18,000 tzaddikim. Are there that many tzaddikim would see b'asplak they are mirira 36 every dar? V'amar al-chizki om rav yirmi, v'amshim v'amshim v'chai. Re'isib ne'aliyah, I saw there are chosho people in Martim, but not many of them. Im elefheim, if there's 1,000, ani yibanim hem. Me and my son, v'amshim v'chai, me and my son are from them. Im me'ayim, if it's 100, ani yibanim hem. We are part of them. Im shtayim, only two, ani yibanim hem. Now, ani yibanim hem. Now, you see the tzad to Rosh Hashanah, there's only two of them. How can it be a tzad? There's at least 36 every day. So what's going on here? Depends if you're mamash or ben bayis, you have to come with an invitation. That those, even those that see bas baklaria hameira, they have to be invited in. They can't go on board Leir Rishos. But there may be two who come in Mishloi Rishos, and that would be Rosh Hashanah and his son could come in Mishloi Rishos. Omarab. Kolu kol akitzim ve'ena dova el tova tshuva. Rava said, we already passed all the kates. Any kates you can think of, we already passed it. And especially in today's days, for sure it's like that. Ve'ena dova tolu el tova ma'isim. According to Rav, there's one etza and one etza only. You got to do tshuva and ma'isim tova. If Kali says tshuva, he'll come. If not, he's not going to come. Meshmul Omar, no, you don't have to do tshuva. Da'i lo'ovel sh'yamoy ba'avala. Which means Rashi says, "Dialekar is Baruch Hashem, Kama Yomim v'Yamina Ochol Klamim Yet Lo Yasu Tshuva Eino Oyim Beevle Kol Yomim Elavad the Kates Adava." There is a Kates, And some say that, like Zechem Tzar Rashi, Dayil Oval, Dayil Yishol, Tzar Golos, Lo Vachivin Golem, that Tzar of Golos alone will be a catalyst eventually to bring the Geula, and that will be the Tzar, is the terrible Avelis. So we have a Chalakis here. Rav says you need two Tshuvahis Tzarevim. Shmuel says, Dayil Oval, Shalom Yam Avavah. It's enough that they went through the Avelis, and the Kates will come eventually. So tomorrow, it's really, this Chalakis Rav Shmuel, it's really Chalakis Tanoim. Ketanoim. Rabbi Yezo, Imer, Yisrael, Isin Tshuva, Nigolim. If Klai Yisrael does Tshuva, they get a Gula. Mlav, Ein Nigolim. If not, they don't get a Gula. Only Rabbi Shua, Imen Isin Tshuva, Ein, so that's the Tanakam. Like, sounds like Rav, you have to Tshuva. Rabbi Shua, Imer, Only Rabbi Shua, Imen Isin Tshuva, Ein Nigolim. If they don't do Tshuva, they don't get a Gula. Ella, Kois Baruch, Umayim, Le Melach, Shira, Isin Kosh, Haman. Hashem makes a Melach that the Xeris are Kosh, like Haman. Yisrael, Isin Tshuva, Mechzor, Mutav. Yisrael does Tshuva, and Machzal Mutav. So you have Machlekes Tanoim here, right? Rav said, you have to do Tshuva. Shmuel didn't have to do Tshuva. Here it says, Rabbi Eliezer, this is, by the way, a trick question for you. Rabbi Eliezer says here, you have to do Tshuva. Rabbi Shua says, you don't have to do Tshuva. Yeah? Or Rabbi Shua says, you do have to do Tshuva. Rabbi Shua says that, Me'ein is a Tshuva, what does the Kodesh Baruch do? It brings a Melech, and he's a Tshuva. So which man the Yom is like Shmuel? It's Ketanoi. Which man the Yom is like Shmuel? It's a Pal of the Gemara. Zok the Mashah, the Vadi, even Shmuel agrees, you gotta do some kind of tshuva. But you do tshuva forcefully. Hashem will force you to do tshuva through a melech. Does this stim with Rashi? Because Rashi says, lo yasa tshuva. Someone will say, stims with Rashi also. Rashi says, kolayimam, lo yasa tshuva means you're not gonna do tshuva mahava, but you will do tshuva meyirame. And that will be pshat in Rashi also. It comes out, even for Shmuel, you gotta do some kind of tshuva. It's not mamash a free pass. And now the Gemara is going to Abraisa and just elaborates with psukim and the chalikas of Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Remember, chalikas of Rabbi Shua is Rabbi Eliezer holds we got to do tshuva ourselves. We got to get into tshuva. Rabbi Shua says you don't have to. Mashiach will come even without doing tshuva ourselves. Tanya Yidok Rabbi Eliezer Imer Mishol Isin Tshuva Nigal Mishnema Shuvu Bar Mishoivim Then Erpa Mishuva Seichem. If you do tshuva, then Hashem will heal you from your averus and Mashiach will come. That was Rabbi Eliezer has a pasuk. You have to do tshuva. Amalei Rabbi Shua, Amalei Kfar Nemar, Chinam Nemkartem, Vlei Bekesef Tegolim. He types like this. Chinam Nemkartem, you were sold the Chinam because you wasted your time by Avodas Chavim with Avodas Zara. Vlei Bekesef Tegolim. And you won't need Dafka Kesef to be Nigal. It'll also be for free as well. Loi B'tshuva Ma'is Tov. You don't need Tshuva Ma'is Tov to be freed. Hashem will free you for free. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Amalei Kfar Nemar, Divin Pasuk, Shuva Elai, come back to me, Ba'ashuva Aleichem. I'll come back to you. You see, you have to tshuva. I am a bailam on you. I'm just going to grab you out of Golis. And I'm going to schlep you direct to Shaul. Now it just says, Echos Mir Vishnaim Mishpachah. So Mashal Shitas explains that it means that Hashem's going to grab you, but only those people do tshuva. And Avada doesn't mean tshuva. We're saying, Rav Shua, you don't need mamash to tshuva yourself, but those people do tshuva through the Tzaras. Hashem's going to grab them and bring them direct to Shaul. That dafka was shuva, you're going to be saved. That those who are bezuyim, lemisav, those who are disgusting with averus, goyleh evid moishlim, malcom tapetzarchesam aleph, malcom yiru v'komu sorim v'shtachvu. They're going to all be saved. So you see, again, for this pasuk, that even the people who are dirty with that virus, they're going to be saved. If they do tshuva, says Hashem, you to come back. That all those going will be destroyed and Mashiach will come, and this says nothing about tshuva. So come a certain time, ki moyaid lemayadim v'chatu, which means similar to four, like it says idon idon. There'll come a time when the kates will come, and Hashem will just take everyone out. Rashi says, kishatichla tukumasam, v'chayzik edem, shesafutza, elech, that when the gvura will end, Hashem will end that gvura of the goyim, and Mashiach will come. Because like we said before, also we have no kerchas anymore. And here already, v'shosak, Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer was quiet, and he agreed to Rabbi Shua that there will be a geula even without dafka doing tshuva. So to Gemara, v'om Rabbi Abba, ein l'cha ketz megula mazeh. The following thing is no ketz more clear than this type of ketz. When Eretz Yisrael gives its payers pa'ayin yafa, we know that the ketz is coming. says in the pasuk, Shenemar, Shet in pasuk, Va'atem Hori Yisrael Amfechem Tenu. The mountains, in the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, the branches will give peiros. Ferechem Tisulam Yisrael Ki Kirvulavai, because Mashiach is coming. And the first pasuk that when Eretz Yisrael is becoming bountiful with peiros, Mashiach will come. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Afbizesh. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Ki Lefnei Yom Ma'im Schar Adam Leinia. There'll be no jobs. There'll be a lot of unemployment. And schar behema, which means there won't be any avodas ha'adama, there won't be anything deal. Yoytze leba in shalom, and menatzar. For yoytze leba in shalom menatzar, what does that mean? My yoytze leba in shalom menatzar. What does it mean? The comers and goers, there'll be no shalom from tzaros. Rav amay after the chomim, shkatz from shalom. Even the chomim says v'lem shalom. Nuchsev shalom rav after yosecha. Ein shalom mepnei tzar. There won't be shalom for all the tzaros or from yoytze hara. Rashi zimshat. Mishmul amar. Achiyu kol ha-sha'arim kulam shkulam. Shmuel says that until all the sha'arim will be all even, which means saiva gadol according to one pshat in Rashi, or it means they'll be all too expensive, that is when Mashiach will come. When it's all shkulam, when all the prices are very high or very low, it's a mechalik to pshat in Rashi, but in any case, everyone's giving their own simen when Mashiach will come. Either when there'll be a lot of payers, or there'll be a lot of unemployment, or there'll be a lot of tzaras, and that pasuk is also a lot of tzaras to Talmid Chachamim, either tzar or yetzahara. And Shmuel says, "Atu kol sharm kulam shkulim," which means that the shara tvua and the yain will either be the same price, will be very plentiful, be very cheap price, or it means they'll all be very expensive.